And let's turn now to another recent report, this one from the Pew Research Center. It shows the birth rate in the United States has fallen to the lowest point since the number has been tracked. Some experts believe the declining birth rate could cause more economic mayhem than, say, a fiscal cliff. Here's NPR's Alex Blumberg from our Planet Money team.
Here's the problem with declining birth rates. Right now, I and my colleagues and all of you out there currently working, we are all paying to support our grandparents and other elderly people in the United States who currently receive Medicare or Social Security. And relatively speaking, there's still plenty of us working people around compared to the number of retirees. But by the time my 2-year-old son gets to be my age,
the problem for him is that he's going to have fewer coworkers.
Richard Johnson is a retirement policy expert at the Urban Institute.
And that means that he's going to have to pay a bigger share of the cost of supporting you and your parents than he expected. And then we inspected. And it's not just a problem for him, but it's also a problem for the retired people.
Because what if he says, hell no, I'm not paying more?
Right. And then that's possible.
You guys created this mess.
And then what we're going to see is retirement benefits are going to fall.
Johnson says for him, it's clear. In order to keep the entire burden of supporting future retirees from falling on my son and his tiny cohort of coworkers, we should start sharing the pain now, either by paying a bit more when we're working or accepting a bit less when we retire, or a little of both. But Dean Baker, an economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research, says cut the hand-wringing about declining birth rates. Workers of the future, he says, will be so much more productive than we are today, just as workers today are more productive than our parents were.
Yeah, we went from having 5 workers to retiree in 1960 to 3 today. And guess what? Both workers and retirees have considerably higher living standards, at least on average, today than they did in 1960.
Baker says, sure, my son and his generation will have to pay a bit more to support me and other retirees, but his standard of living will be so much higher in 30 or 40 years, he won't care. Not everyone is convinced by this argument.
We can assume that our kids will live in some kind of Buck Rogers future, but that doesn't make it happen.
For example, Philip Longman, author of a book titled Empty Cradle, How Falling Birth Rates Threaten World Prosperity and What to Do About It. Longman says it's not fair to assume that my son and his cohort will be so much wealthier they'll be happy to pay for my retirement.
I speak from the perspective of a baby boomer. The previous generation did that to us. They assumed a world that didn't happen. They assumed a world in which GDP growth would be 5% a year, in which poverty would wither away. And guess what? We didn't grow up to be the affluent society, right? We grew up in a world in which kids are more likely to be poor now than they were 20 years ago.
Social Security and Medicare are sticking points in the negotiations over the so-called fiscal cliff. Recommendations range from raising the retirement age to getting the wealthy to pay more to any number of policy proposals in between. The one thing that's certain about this debate, because of our declining birth rate, it's almost certain to continue for decades to come. Alex Blumberg, NPR News.